So he deals with a situation where the tzibur has been mekabel mincha, mekabel Shabbos already, and he is not the mincha yet. Misha shabbala, he spalo mincha v'erev Shabbos v'yamtiv. Person's late, he has not the mincha yet. Karkibla kohal Shabbos v'yamtiv, and the tzibur already has been mekabel Shabbos or yamtiv. Lo yispalo mincha b'yisa b'yis kinesis. El yele chutza b'yis kinesis v'yis palo shalchol. So he cannot stand in the shul where the tzibur already is davening Maariv, or I mean, Mekabel Shabbos already, and saying that it's not nighttime, and daven mincha. So he has to step outside to daven mincha. Now, in the parentheses, the Chayyadim asks the question. We know there's a concept that comes to the lachas of Shabbos that a person is nigger after the tzibur, which means if I'm living in a community and there's only one shul, and historically in Europe you had like a kehillah, they had one shul, and the kehillah has been mekabel Shabbos early. See, even though I personally have not been mekabel Shabbos, halacha is, I am nigger after the tzibur, I'm drawn after the tzibur, and I have to halacha to keep Shabbos. I have kedusha Shabbos with the surah of malacha, etc., just like everybody else, even though I personally have not accepted Shabbos. This is relevant, let's say, in a camp, summer camps, where there's one minyan, or a bungalow colony where the same thing is true, and a person is arriving late from the city, and he arrives late, so the tzibur has been mekabel Shabbos already. So luckily that he's nigger after the tzibur, with some exceptions, as we'll see in a moment. But here, we're saying that the person is not been mekabel Shabbos yet. He says he can't daven mincha in the shul. He has to step outside. What do you mean step outside? It's already Shabbos for him. He can't daven mincha anymore. So the Chayyadim addresses this in the parentheses. Vav gav linyan malacha nigra acharat tzibur kedisa b'simen reis sama gimel sif yud beis yud gimel. Even though regardless of the malacha, he's drawn after the tzibur. He's pulled by the tzibur. Whatever the tzibur does is binding upon him as well. So in a case where there are multiple minyanim, so he's not bound by what one minyan does. So this halacha would be relevant, theoretically. I'm not bound by this minyan of the shul, but I can't daven mincha in the shul with them. That's what we want to answer. He's going to give a different answer. He says, Tzarech lomar, the tefillah keel, Tzvei. So halacha is more lenient. The tefillah and derech daven mincha, that's more lenient than malacha. The minadin gam b'shabbos really spell yudches. As we've seen before, that really theoretically the day of davening a week tishmon esrei applies to Shabbos. And that's why when a person, with the exception of Muslim, a person starts to daven a week tishmon esrei, he finishes off the bracha that he's saying. Rakin they kavod Shabbos lo yitrachu rabbanon, but the Chazal, because of kavod Shabbos, took away that responsibility of davening a weekday mincha, weekday shemoneh esrei. Mekimen shel kabel adayin Shabbos, and since this person personally has not been mekabel Shabbos yet, so we put it back on the basic din that theoretically you can daven such a shemoneh esrei on Shabbos. So davening the weekday shemoneh esrei is not a stira to kabbalah Shabbos. Okay, so he says the fact that you have not been mekabel Shabbos allows you to daven mincha still. For you, it's you have not been mekabel Shabbos, but the question is hilchos Shabbos applied to you, so you can't do malacha. So you can, one of the things you can't do on Shabbos is daven weekday shemoneh esrei. The answer is that you could theoretically daven weekday shemoneh esrei on Shabbos. Regards to davening mincha, it's not nighttime yet. You haven't been mekabel Shabbos yet. See, even though you're nigger after the tzibur, regards to isurim, but not regards to the binding status of saying I cannot daven mincha at this point in time. But what he was bothered by is, but you can't daven weekday shemoneh esrei on Shabbos, and then he answers that theoretically that's possible. V'imkarkibul Shabbos imohem. However, if he decided to mekabel Shabbos with them, then realize afterwards he did not daven mincha. Lo yuchal yispalo shalchol, lo yispalo sharvishtayim shal Shabbos. See, daven is two maariv. In the case where he personally has been mekabel Shabbos already, That's a different ball game. So now he himself has declared that this is the time of Shabbos, and he's considering it nighttime already, and therefore it's no longer the time of Mincha. It's maybe Mekabel Shabbos. And therefore, he retired Shaddam and Tumaras. There's other areas of Lacha we do find that maybe we could differentiate between the status of nighttime and the status of Shabbos. But the approach which the Chayyadim goes with, which the Mishnah Berurah agrees with, is that once he's been Mekabel Shabbos, he cannot daven Mincha anymore, and he waits to daven Tumaras. Have a good day.